Young Lord Oliver, or Love Stronger Than Death. It's all for love that this young Lord Oliver rode out so early along the bay, and then he walked his white horse to water beside the sea on midsummer day. And while his horse drinks, this young Lord Oliver, he sings a song so sweet and clear, the birds of the air all stop and listen, enchanted by the sound they hear. Drink, little horse, drink, he sings, God keep you as safe from harm as you can be, from fire and flood, and from hurt and hunger, and all the terrors of land and sea. The traveller hears it as he is travelling, and clean forgets where he is bound. The steersman finds that the ship he's steering has passed the harbour and turned around. The Queen hears too in her tall, tall tower, saying, daughter, wake up, you sleep too long. Ride up and you'll hear the mermaid singing. Oh, listen to her lovely song. Oh, mother, mother, that's not the mermaid singing so sweetly down by the sea. That is the voice of my young Lord Oliver, and he is pining for love of me. If that's the voice of your young Lord Oliver, my curse upon his song, say I. He is of no blood, he shall not have you. I shall give orders, he must die. Mother, if you kill my young Lord Oliver, bury us in one grave, she cried. They found and bound him, he died at midnight, and when the first cocks crew, she died. They buried her, the Queen's own daughter, where the high holy altar stood. They buried him some 3 steps below her, for he was not of royal blood. Out of her grave grew a snow-white rose tree, and out of his a milk-white thorn. They twined and twisted their boughs together, as if to make two into one. And if their branches touched one another, they'd kiss and whisper as lovers do. But if they could not reach each other, they'd not cease grieving the whole night through. Uproot those 2 trees, the jealous queen cried. Take a sharp axe and cut them down. The lad who did it could not stop weeping when he was told what he had done. But out of her grave there rose a heron, and out of his a goshawk grey. Hawk and heron sped off together, and side by side they flew away.